Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the car.
We're running.
In the shower.
Hot damn. Hot water, hot shower.
Bring the fan with you anywhere on the Odyssey app. Download and search WFAN.
All right. Okay, this.
A scrub is a guy that thinks he's fly and is also known as a...
Wait a second. Just shut this song off.
BT, you don't love this? What are you talking about?
No, forget about that. First of all, didn't we already solve this last week?
What?
Didn't we say scrub it from the stupid system?
Well, first of all, you talked to Dove, so that definitely did not happen.
I mean,
and second of all, what's wrong with scrubs anyway, dude?
Like,
horrendous. First of all, this is a
if you're a girl, then it's like your anthem. It's great, I'm sure.
This is a great anthem in general. And come on, you're telling me back in the day you weren't rocking to this song back in the day?
This song did nothing for me.
Okay.
Ever.
What?
And
what
I'm going to guess
what?
That it does close to nothing for our audience. So here's what needs to happen. Spike is, I walk down the hall. I was just I'm a very social guy. You know, I like to throw the football around. I like to say hi to everybody. Spike was locked in. It seemed like a fairly high-level meeting. His door was shut. It's never shut. Very much like Buck and like Aaron Boone, an open-door policy. So the door is shut. I know that he is not to be bothered. So that means, you know, he's not listening. So just get rid of that song.
But
he'll never miss it.
But BT, there's not one song that you like that he plays.
No, that's not true.
What do you actually like?
Every song that we've come back to today I've liked. What?
The three of them.
No. I mean, what is it? So we started the show, so we had it with 10:20. You know, we've had four songs. So we're hitting,
it's
750.
It's the same rotation. You're stuck in
your
ways, bro.
You got to get rid of the song. It's just, it's awful.
Dope, I think you should do scrubs every
get
time.
Rid of it. Yeah, what these guys, listen.
BT, right, it's good for you to get in touch with that side of your...
I am in touch with a
like
sensitive
your youth,
side.
Isn't it?
Yes, I was running around singing Scrubs.
Dude, that song
when
came
on
all the time when I was like 15 or 16. All the time.
Oh, don't back up Spike's odd, eclectic musical taste here. All right, guys, listen. And we have to make this rule because Tiki, I think you heard this, but you were looking something up. So Spike's in a meeting right now.
Yes.
He's not listening to the show.
Uh-huh.
And
he probably is listening.
He's not.
To the
I just walked back there during the break. He is on.
But it's got to be on. Like, it's on.
It's definitely on.
It's a high-level call. It's what I heard.
Yes.
It's what I heard. Maybe about ensemble cast. I don't honestly. I mean, he's not to be bothered. He's not listening right now. So I don't want to have to waste the audience's time once a week to wait. This is getting old now.
We started in January.
Some of these songs suck.
You sound like you're personally offended.
Because I am a vibe guy.
Yes,
Unlike you. No, listen, here's the difference. Unlike you, who just goes with the punches and is very... I come back from commercial break. That is one of my many jobs on the show.
Yes.
We have different roles, right?
Yes.
And if I don't, it's my walk-up music to home plate.
Okay, just...
And I need four quality at-bats, like we have four hours in a show.
We'll do this, BT. Just relish in the fact
song's horrendous.
That you are not a
scrub.
that you are who she's talking about. You're who she's talking about.
Great, great, great. Yeah,
I just got a text message, by the way, from Spike. What is that? High-level meeting is regarding the music and how you keep on bashing it. And the upper management getting pissed off.
Listen, one thing that I have always been, I'm a good employee, but I'm also one that, you know, will respectfully stand my ground when I need to. So when Spike is done with the meeting, have Spike come in. And we'll talk about this on the air. Because this is now a disservice to the audience because it's taking away time that we can spend on real stuff.
Yes, because you,
so stop with
you
this
can't,
stupid
you can't
music.
Ignore it. You can't ignore
it. We got Yankee tickets coming up next hour. Field level, sweet seats, 1220. And by the way, this is going to be really good. We'll do this later in the show. You want to talk about two different opinions? Two top level NFL talent evaluators with two, I don't know if you saw this yesterday, two very, very radically different take on Zach Wilson and the Jets' fortunes for the season. I want to get that in as well.
That's not a good thing.
Well, it depends who you believe.
That's what I mean. The fact that there's no consensus.
877-337-6660. Although I'm sure it beats Tony Romo telling us every summer how great Sam Darnold's going to be.
Let's see. Who are you're talking to? You want to ask about Sam Darnold? Okay. Sam Darnold's going to be
a
stud.
He's going to be the best. He actually told us he was going to take the baton from Tom Brady as the best quarterback in football. That's what Tony Romo told us 3 years ago.
And then he said the same thing about Zach Wilson.
He did. He did. He plays the hits, huh? We're talking about Judge and the contract push and just even beyond, let me reframe that. It's not even about the contract push. It's about this push for one of the best modern seasons offensively in Yankee history. Lindor, Chapman, a lot of baseball out of the chute. Let's get to Reviel and Maywood on the fan. What's going on, buddy? How are you?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
We're good.
Two things, man. I just think I want to talk about the Judge contract a little bit. I just think the Yankees should go 7 years, six guaranteed, with one option at 40 mil the first 4 years, 40, and then you start tailing off a little bit, maybe 32 the fifth, 30 the sixth, and if they pick up the seventh at 30 guaranteed and add some incentives in there,
yeah,
maybe that works.
That's not a bad deal.
Well, hold on.
And by the way, we talk about this all the time.
How is it a good deal? So you said the first 4 years at 40 million a pop, 160, boom. Yep. You said the next 3 years at roughly 30 as you kind of scaled down, that's 120. So 160 and 120 is 280. How is that a great deal? It's not even 300.
Yeah, but then
but the AAV is big.
I'm talking about from Judge's point of view.
The AAV at the first 4 years, at 40 mil until 35, he's probably still at his prime there. And then, you know, you start tailing off a little bit as you get scared away that he gets a little older and stuff like that. So I think it works.
Look, Raviel, you're right. He's not getting $300 million like Manny Machado did or like
he's
Bryce
getting
Hart.
$300 million.
Let's be honest.
I don't know, man.
He's getting three.
But you can't do it. It's not enough. Appreciate your call,
thanks,
Raviel.
One more thing.
Oh, go ahead.
BT, I just have one trade that I think that would make the Yankees so complete that I love to do.
Go ahead.
I would love for the Yankees to trade. How about this, BT? Aaron, Luis Gill, and maybe throw somebody else for Cedric Mullins, the center fielder from Baltimore Orioles.
Yeah, it's almost like a modern Mickey Rivers. I hear you, man. They're going to have to do something. Raviel, thanks for the call. Gallo's going to be gone or just simply not playing in big spots. They don't need a star. Just get somebody who could run, who can make a little contact, steal a bag, play some D. And I think that's eventually going to happen. Maybe Reynolds, you kind of hear Reynolds from the Pirates, or not from the Yankees necessarily, but that's been intimated on talk radio. The thing about the Judge deal, Teague, and this
I got
is,
it.
Go, okay.
I got
good.
It here.
What do you got?
So this is his year 30 season.
Yes.
So starting next year, year 31 season.
All right.
40.
I'm fine with
40.
That. Okay.
40.
Okay.
40.
We just had this guy. That's 160. We 40. Just talked about that. Oh, so you're going 200 so guaranteed
year,
five back.
Year 35
yep.
season, which he should still be Aaron Judge.
Yep.
Even if he's hitting, you know, not 63 like he's going to hit
28 home
year.
Runs. And I
he's
got you.
Hit, he's going to hit 35 home runs. 30, 30,
yep,
35
yep,
home runs.
Yep. And if he's healthy.
And gets healthy, gives you 90 RBI. So that's first 5 years.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. What are you going to go down to now?
And then.
Year six is what?
35.
Now you're just going to keep descending a little, pairing it off a little bit.
35,
gotcha.
And then 30.
235.
30, 35, 30. 265.
Year.
270. 35, 35, and then 30.
Oh, you said 35, 30.
Yeah,
my
yeah.
bad. So 270. Okay, so that's what, $30 million more than he was already offered? How is that appealing?
No,
the guy's like threatening Don Mattingly's 85
it's
season.
It's a year later. That's actually $100 million in the back end. The last three is $100 million. So it's an 8-year, $300 million deal.
Oh, okay. That's a little different. 8 years.
I did it. So that's how you can look at it.
Got it. Okay.
Sign me up.
I wasn't listening to that last year. Eight years, $300 million. Now, I don't know what the Angels would do, the Dodgers, whomever.
That's the challenge.
That's fair.
I say this all the time in football. It doesn't always hold in baseball, but it does sometimes. It certainly does with Francisco Lindor, who we've been talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You get the free agency, you're overpaying, right? If the Angels or whoever, Texas Rangers, whoever wants to go spin for Judge, they're going to overpay.
Maybe Seattle, they got some young kids.
Seattle, exactly. Yeah. Even though their numbers are kind of deceptive. They're good. They're playing well, but the numbers deceptively, they're giving up a ton of home runs.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe someone else overpays, but if you're the Yankees, this is swallowable. This is what you want to give Aaron Judge mm-hmm. after this season because he's not going to negotiate it before.
So it's not a scrub contract, is what you're saying.
I don't want no scrubs.
You actually like that song?
I don't mind it. I mean,
let me put it this way. It's a catchy song. I don't have this great distaste for the song. Like, if I heard it in my car, it's changed immediately. No, it's gone. It's gone within a second.
Yeah, that's right, girl. You don't need no scrubs. You want a guy like me.
BT used to say that. Now BT's hanging up by thread.
Didn't you have, like, a favorite member of TLC, though? Was it Left Eye?
Left Eye. Yeah. I did.
T-Boss, Chili.
25 years ago.
So, whatever. Brings back memories.
But Chili was the DJ, right?
One of them was just the DJ, right?
I don't remember.
I can't remember that. She sang a little bit. But
she sang. I think that was.
I was more of a Natacherry fan. Didn't she sing the Buffalo Dance?
Who is that?
Natacherry. Does that ring a bell?
No. Dolph, did you slip that in his ear? I don't know who that is.
No. He didn't. Well, yeah, I'm getting Natacherry. Look it up. Did I get the name right? Natacherry?
It actually sounds familiar.
I used to see that on MTV when we were kids. The Buffalo Stance or the Buffalo Dance. Nothing pops up.
Not a cherry.
Or Google. Yes.
No.
What?
Not a finding it.
N-A-N-A, you know, new word, cherry? Buffalo Stance?
I mean, you're going to get me in trouble
Buffalo
with...
Buffalo Stance?
You're going to get me in trouble with HR.
Buffalo... No. It's not like that. I got it right.
I did Nana Cherry. This girl is pulling up her pants.
I did like, yes.
Nene?
No, not Nene. She's not Nene Hilario.
N-E-N-E-H?
N-E-N-E-N-E-H. Take a look.
I found her.
Oh, right?
It's called the Buffalo Stance.
Okay, but N-A-N-A, Cherry, is a little bit different.
Hang on a second. Well, that's true. Yeah, I wasn't trying to be weird there.
Compilation videos. No panties, no bra, one place swimsuits. That's what I get from Nana Cherry.
You don't remember this song? Hang on. Wait, hold on. You got to remember this one. This is from like early high school. This is a good song. Ooh, that people known on the down. You don't know. God, look, Teague, this is your style, dude. This is like Do the Right Thing era. Look at the earrings, salt and pepper earrings.
Yes, I've never heard
that song. I liked her.
I don't know what this is.
Give me no scrubs.
I'm watching it right now.
Well, you better familiarize yourself there, huh?
Give me no scrubs.
Is this from 1988?
89, 88. I mean, I didn't watch MTV much past that, except when it was the show Singled Out, you know, when they had the,
Jenny McCarthy.
Yeah, we know why we watched that. But also, not just Jenny. Not just
right, Carmel Letcher took over.
Absolutely. Who was the better hostess?
When they were both together?
I'm going to still go Jenny McCarthy. Okay. I'm going to go Jenny. Teague, who are you going?
I wasn't paying attention. I got to get on my phone without Wi-Fi to look at Jerry.
All right, 8773. There's nothing perverse about it, dude. It's a music video that ran rampant on MTV. Am I missing something here? I am missing something. But the old magazine, is that what you're referencing? That's kind of what I feel like you're referencing, but I don't think you are. All right, maybe I shouldn't have said that.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com.
BlinDS.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.